following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
9:06, tip of the hat to my producer, Jason, for this topic I'm going to open, with which I'm going to open the show. It's not an earth-shattering topic. We're going to get to an earth-shattering topic in about 5 minutes here. Not earth-shattering, perhaps a bit strong, but a pretty major development on Obamacare. Just a moment here. Jason found this at NBC Sports Hardball. At NBCSports.com, Hardball Talk. Really? Politician uses steroids in baseball to argue for evidence of climate change. I thought it was like out of The Onion. I did. I thought it was a joke. By the way, it's not climate change. It's global warming. People love to use baseball analogies because baseball is a pretty common and relatable frame of reference. But one thing you can be sure of, nearly 100% of the time, someone is using a baseball analogy in politics. They're either mangling the baseball or mangling the politics. To wit, a senator using it to make a climate change point. Senator Ed Markey, Massachusetts Democrat, used a chart showing the number of home runs increased when players use steroids, saying it's the same case with temperatures rising when humans emit greenhouse gases. Something very funny happened in baseball because from 1920 all the way through the entire modern baseball history, the average number of players that hit more than 41 home runs in a season was 3 players, Markey said Monday night. All of a sudden, 17 players could hit more than 41 home runs. Then somebody thought, maybe they're injecting these players with steroids. With the caveat that I'm not a climate change denier and that, if anything, I'm sympathetic to the cause of and generally in league with the people who are concerned about climate change, this is bunk on the baseball side and doesn't help their arguments, be they about baseball or about climate change. There's been a lot of variation in home run rates and totals throughout history. The context of baseball has changed constantly, and there are many factors separate from and apart from steroids that have caused it. At the same time, there are many indicators and effects of steroid use that are observable separate and apart from home run rates. People who make intelligent observations about steroids in baseball don't just point at home runs and say, see, morons do that. The same goes with climate change. Unlike Senator Markey here, the folks who say intelligent things about it don't look at cute charts of loose correlation, data the canon often does fit a bumper sticker to make their points. There exists a large body of rigorous peer-reviewed science on the subject, tracking a number of variables. Now, that's actually crap. Here's what's interesting about this. The sports writer knows Markey's full of crap because he knows baseball. So he knows he's full of crap about baseball. This writer doesn't know anything about the science of climate change, so he's taking for granted the expertise of alleged experts. But here's the other thing on this. Now, and this is where it does correlate with global warming, but not the way Markey thinks. In fact, the entire reverse of what Markey thinks. Are steroids likely a factor in increased home runs, in home run productivity in the 70s, 80s, and 90s? Yeah, I think they're a factor. Okay. Are athletes just more powerful in general? Conditioning, training, nutrition, all of that changed. Everything changed. Okay, as pitching got more sophisticated in that era, and it did, hitting started catching up. All right, you know, we're seeing varieties of pitches in the 40s and 50s that we hadn't seen previously. How do we compensate? How do we cope? A lot of it was physical conditioning. Unlike some conservatives, I don't say that man-caused global warming is a complete nutty theory. I'm just saying there's scientific evidence isn't there to say that it's a dominant cause in the heating phase that we did see in the latter half of the 20th century. So it was just a stupid thing by Markey. All right, something, Jason, go ahead and pop that up a bit so we can kind of figure out what's going on. There's something going on in New York City. Metro North trains being rerouted. Fire Department of New York responded reports of large building explosion in New York City.
You're very familiar with this neighborhood.
Yes, my shop is here on 111th Street.
Are there two? We're looking at this aerial view right now. Were those, and it looks like a partial building collapse, if not two. How many buildings are we looking at that might be engulfed in flames right now?
I would say four or five.
Oh, four or five.
Look at those firefighters.
Remember, the lot size is here about 18 by 100, 18 feet by 100. So what you are looking at on a normal size building is normally two buildings.
Look at those heroes. Look at those firefighters
on
the roof and also in the bucket on top of that fire truck, how hot it must be. And gosh, thank goodness they're there. Let's go to Jim Smith. He's providing us these pictures from the helicopter. Jim, what are you seeing that we're not?
Greg, just first off, just as a reference point, it is along the what would be the southbound side or west side of Park Avenue. That is where the building is. You could see there are firefighters up on these tower ladders as well as the adjacent rooftops trying to get the fire extinguished. At this point, obviously, their priorities will be to evacuate everybody that needs to be evacuated, get the fire itself under control, and try to get at anybody that may be trapped in the building. We can see so far there are four of these tower ladders brought into the scene. They're just trying to get water into the building from all angles to get that fire extinguished, as well as the adjacent rooftops. Now, we've been moved away from the area to help with the coordination or get the air traffic out of the area to help the fire department focus on what they need to do. But we can tell you on many of the adjacent rooftops, there is debris all over the place, as well as obviously down on the ground. We got a brief look at Park Avenue, and there were just bricks and dust and debris covering the entire street in front of the building. And again, the fire department is here on the scene, a major event. It's at least a three-alarm situation for the fire department, and that is to bring in extra manpower, extra equipment to the scene. The fire itself is still not under control. They are trying to get that extinguished and, of course, get into the neighboring buildings as well as soon as they can get into the affected building and check for survivors, get everybody evacuated that they can.
All right, and we'll keep an eye on that. In New York City, smoke could be seen from Midtown Manhattan, which is several miles away. Park Avenue shut down in both directions in the area of 116th Street. Metro North trains being halted in the area due to debris on the tracks. An initial report of a building explosion, and apparently several buildings now involved in a fire. That's all we know. Don't know the cause. But saw that story was breaking, so we chose to share that with you, which pushes things back about 5 minutes. We will get to the latest and I think one of the biggest Obamacare stories yet in 5 minutes, 9:15.
Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.